think we have all had fear in our lives in one way or another, whether we were really afraid of something like spiders or snakes, or were afraid of reaction or trying something new. Fear is a real thing. But the cool thing is that we can be fully free from fear, because fear is a tactic of the enemy and we are more powerful than him through Jesus. And when we tap into the amazing power of our Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, we can overcome fear and we can be free in Jesus' name of these areas. So if this is something you want to hear more about or want to tap into, then let's get to it. Hey, hey, beautiful women of God. Welcome to the Kingdom Daughters Podcast. Do you want to be closer to God and be confident in your walk with Him? Do you wake up ready to crush the day by putting God first, only to feel overwhelmed and frustrated when you wake up late and skip over your alone time with God again? Hey, I'm Angela. I too was a busy mom trying to find time in the small windows of my day to spend with Jesus. I have felt overwhelmed with life and motherhood, just wishing I could be close to God, be confident in His love, and stop comparing my life to others around me. But my lack of consistency kept me from what I desired most. I finally decided to make time with Jesus a priority, and it was a game changer. I now understand His love for me, can hear His voice clearer, and have grown in my confidence as a mom, wife, and woman of God. In this podcast, you will hear chats about faith, family, and fun systems that will help you grow in consistency in your walk with the Lord. So tune out the chaos in the carpool lane, or go ahead and start your workout, and let's jump in. Hey, hey, beautiful Kingdom Daughter. Welcome back to the Kingdom Daughters Podcast. I'm Angela, your host. And as always, I am so thankful you are here, thrilled and amazed and just so grateful that you come here week to week. And I just hope and pray this is a blessing to you in some way, an encouragement, helps you to grow in the Lord and points you to Jesus in a new way. That is my heart for you. I want you to grow in the Lord, because guess what? Mamas, women, with all our busyness, when we can set some of this aside and when we can dive into what God has for us and we can walk in the things that He has for us, we can literally change the world. I fully believe that. We as women have the ability to set the tone in our home, set the tone in our marriage, set the tone in our friendships. And when we can be fully connected to the Lord and free of all the things that the enemy is trying to keep us down with, we can walk in so much like abundance and fullness and God's glory and gifts that He has given us. And I fully believe that. And so if you're new here, welcome, welcome. But that is my desire for you, is to for you to understand who you are in Jesus, who you belong to, the Lord, whose you are, and that He has plans and purposes for you, that you were created on purpose with a purpose, and that you can walk with confidence in that, that you are a daughter of the King, my friend. And when you believe these things and when you truly submit your life to Him and surrender to Him and give everything to Him and let Him lead you, you can just walk in the abundance and the fullness that God has for you. So yeah, I get excited when I really start thinking about like all the things I have a desire for you to walk in this, because you have the ability. You have the ability to do that when you tap into the Lord. So anyways, today we are talking about overcoming fear. This is our fourth week of our Overcome series. It has been so good, and I hope that it's been an encouragement to you in some way or another, and that you've been able to step into new places. And guess what? You still have the ability to do the Going Deeper series if you want to take this to the next level, if you want to go deeper in these topics and these situations. If something speaks to you and you're like, man, I want a little bit more of this, I want to dive deeper into this, grab it. It's not too late. I literally just had someone grab it the other day, and they're just starting from the beginning, and you have it forever. So it's not like it ends or closes at any time. You can go back to it at any time. You have access to it for the rest of eternity. Okay. So go grab it. It's only $27. Seriously, it's a steal. My heart behind it is for you to grow and learn and just start asking yourself questions and like spending time with the Lord and saying, okay, Lord, I want to heal from this. What can I do? What steps can I take to heal in this area and to overcome? Because he has us. We are more than conquerors with Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. All right, let's move on. Okay. So I have three things for you today. And then in the going deeper, I have four more things. That's how it's been working. I've been giving three things in the podcast. And in the going deeper, you get another podcast with four more steps for you, plus a workbook that you can work through, scripture for every day, encouragement from me, all the things. Okay. So grab it. It's in the show notes. Or you can go to thekingdomdaughters.com/going deeper and grab it there. That's all I got to say about that. Okay. So something that I struggled with my whole life is fear, literal fear. Like I would have nightmares. I woke up a lot in the middle of the night. I would see things and have vivid dreams. I remember laying in my bed when I was a kid and I could see pictures on my the ceiling of just different things that were very frightening and scary. And I didn't realize at the time, because I was a kid, it's a stronghold. Fear is a stronghold. And over the years, I have learned so much about breaking free from fear and how fear can really cause you to be frozen, cause you to not move forward. It can literally paralyze you. It can take control of your life, because if you are, and in my case, I was allowing fear to really pile up and take over. There was a lot of fear in my life that kept me from what God had in my life, as I was scared. And it started at an early age. And that's a real thing. I mean, it's a real thing. Which, side note, if your children are having those symptoms, if they're seeing things, if they're hearing, if they're scared, break it off in Jesus' name right now. It is a real thing. It's not just because they watch something scary. It's not just because I wasn't even allowed to watch that many scary things growing up. So it wasn't like I was exposed to all this scary material that a lot of kids are exposed to now, but the enemy knew that God had a plan for my life. And so he was trying to stop it right then and there. And so I encourage you, mamas, pray about what you need to do, but you need to get in there and really explain to your children that fear is a real thing and break it off of them. Have them speak scripture out. All of these things that I talk about, walk it through with your kids, because if that's happening, they probably have a special gift of the Spirit that they're not sure what to do with, and the enemy is trying to stomp that out. And so I encourage you, mamas, go pray for your kiddos. And break that off of them in Jesus' name and help them to understand that fear is not from the Lord and that they can be free from it and that they have the power to break it off of themselves too, just like you do. So whether that is a grandchild or your sibling, maybe your younger sibling or anything, if you have heard someone else deal with this, please take some of these things I'm going to give you and talk it out with them, because man, the enemy is a liar and he wants to use fear to trap us and keep us from doing what God wants us to do. So that was a side note. So anyways, as I got older, I didn't realize until I was like literally in my 30s that fear was such a tactic and it was a stronghold on my life. I was the type of person that literally anywhere I was, I had like a escape route. I was thinking of all the things that could possibly go wrong and how I was going to get my family out of there and how I would escape with my life. At night, would have nightmares of things happening to my children, things happening to our family. And I literally would have these panic attacks of like, how am I going to get my kids out of this if this happens or this happens or this happens, right? Now, I know that in my early 20s, before I got married, I exposed myself to things I shouldn't have, and that fueled my fear. I used to watch, I can't remember what it's called. But anyways, there was a show that it was like a police show and a detective show or whatever. It was very graphic, and I know that fueled my fear. So if you know that you have a tendency to have fear in your life, do not fuel your fear by watching things that are going to make it worse. Those shows actually put more ideas in my head of all the bad things that could possibly happen. And instead of me fueling myself with God's word at the time, I was fueling that fear and just putting more like wood into the fire. Right. And so it took me many years to like break that off. Even into motherhood, I dealt with it. And it wasn't until it was my early 30s. My boys are little. And I was at a women's retreat, and I remember someone talking about how they dealt with fear and how they decided they needed to break it off. And they started speaking scripture out. And it was like revelation to me, like, oh, this isn't normal. All of these things I'm scared of and I'm walking in this, that's not a normal thing. It had become part of me, like my arm, you know, this fear had become like part of me. And I just kind of thought, oh, well, it's just the way it is. I need to just deal with it. And like, there's no way to get free of this because I've always dealt with it. And that's the way it is, right? No, that's not freedom. Having fear in your life is not freedom. And God calls us into freedom and abundance, right? And so I, in that moment, was like, I can be free of this. Oh my gosh. And I've literally for the past 10 plus years have learned skills to break free of fear. And I am telling you right now, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, that I learned these skills, because I wish I would have learned them earlier. And that's why I like sharing these things, is because I want you to learn it earlier, and I want your kids to learn it earlier and to walk in that, walk in the freedom. It's a debilitating thing when you are wrapped in fear and you're constantly worried about what's going to happen next and if something bad will happen. And it separates you from the Lord. It just separates you from the Lord. And that is what brings me to point number one. Number one is realize fear separates you from God. Okay. And the Bible talks about God is love, right? God is love. He is love. It's not a characteristic of him. He is love. He can't be anything else. He's love, right? I mean, he can be lots of things, but I'm just saying, like, he can't like not love you. He just is love. That's who he is. But 1 John 4:18 says, there is no fear in love. But perfect love drives out fear. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. Okay, so let's think about this logically. God is love, and there is no fear in love. So those two things cannot coexist. You can't live in fear and in God's love. They contradict each other. Fear cannot live in God. Fear cannot coexist with God's love. Can't do those things together. That doesn't mean if you're walking in fear, God's love isn't there, that he has stopped loving you. It just means they can't go together. So if you are giving in to God or to fear, and you're allowing fear to be a part of you, like I was, it was like my arm. I was like, well, this is the way it is. Like, I didn't realize I was opening that door. I didn't realize I was allowing it in. I didn't realize I was fueling the fear. I didn't know that. I wasn't taught that. But I was allowing fear to control things that my decisions. I was allowing fear to control my mothering. I was allowing fear to control my marriage and my ministry. Okay. I was allowing those things, not consciously, but I was. And so in that time, I was separating myself from God's love. And you've heard me talk about that I didn't understand God's love. I did not understand it for a long time. I didn't know that he truly loved me. I mean, I knew he loved me, but I didn't understand the depth of his love until I was free of fear. Do you understand? It's because I had something on me and I was holding on to it, not realizing that I could let it go and give it to the Lord. And it was keeping me from the deep, deep, wonderful, beautiful depth of God's love. They cannot go together. So realize, number one, realize fear separates you from God's love. It separates you. It takes you out of his covering, out of his beautiful, loving covering, because you're choosing to partner with fear instead of God's love and all that he has for you. Okay, so we have to realize that. It's like the first step, right? Realizing and recognizing that when you submit to fear instead of God, you're stepping out of his presence and you're stepping out of his love. Okay. Okay. The second thing is we got to realign your focus. We got to realign our focus. So that means after we've recognized and we've realized, oh, I'm separating myself from God because I am submitting myself to fear. I'm allowing fear to control me. I've got to realign my focus and get my eyes back on Jesus. Okay. Shift my focus off the fear, off of the things that are scary to me, off of all of this stuff, and get it back on Jesus. Hebrews 12:2, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on just who the pioneer and perfecter of faith. So good. Okay. So good. I always think about this, right? You're running a race. We're in a race. We're in our lane. If we start looking to the left or to the right of us, and we start wondering what's going on over here and over here, and we're worried about like this person coming into our lane, or we're worried about this person hurting themselves and all this fear about what's going on around us, right? We have now taken our eyes off of our own lane and Jesus. I was thinking about a funny story. So I am one of four. I'm the oldest of four kids, and me and my sister are really close to each other. And then 7.5 years later, they had my brothers and they're twins. So there's like a good gap between us. But when they were little, my mom and my sister and I were on a Girl Scout trip, and my dad had my brothers. Well, the grocery store down the street was having like this like big thing. They must have partnered with like Pampers or Huggies or something. And they were having this baby derby. It was called a diaper derby. Sorry. And they were like racing babies. How funny is that? I've never heard of anything like this. Anyway, they were racing babies. They had little lanes, I guess. And you put your baby down and then they raced and they were timing all the babies to see who was the fastest crawlers. So my dad took my brothers down there. And the babiest brother, the baby twin, he won. Okay. So he won like 6 or 7 boxes of diapers. I mean, that's huge. You know, as mamas, diapers are expensive. They're expensive, dude. Okay. So yeah, it was a blessing beyond blessing. But my dad said that when he put them down and then he ran to the other side, and the older one, he didn't see my dad. So he just kind of was sitting there and he was kind of looking around. He did not see my dad. But Jed locked eyes with my dad right away and he took off and he went right to my dad and he won. And that is such a good example of what can happen in our lives when we don't keep our eyes focused on the Lord. Twin number one, he lost focus, right? He was like, wait, where am I supposed to go? Who am I supposed to go to? I don't even know. There's a lot of people, right? There's a lot of people cheering and doing all the things. He lost sight of where my dad was. Twin number two, he locked eyes with my dad right away and he won. He went right down the lane, right to my dad, and he ended up winning the diaper derby. Anyways, but that is a perfect example. We need to keep our eyes fixed on the Lord. Stay in our lane. Keep our eyes on Him, not stressed or worried or fearful about what's going on around us, but keep our eyes on Him because He is the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. He is going to provide. He is going to supply our needs. He's going to bring us all the things that we need when we keep our eyes on Him. Okay? And the last and third thing I have for you today is read scripture aloud. This is the thing I learned that was so important when I learned about being free from fear. Use scripture. There is power in God's word. You've heard me say this before, but I cannot say it enough. There is so much power in His word. And when we partner with that and we use the power of our words through Jesus and His word, things begin to shift in our lives. I've had many seasons in my life where I have struggled, you know, emotionally and mentally meeting, I was like beating myself up for different things that were going on in my life, allowing the enemy's lies to just take over about my worth, what I was capable of and the possibilities and who I was at the time. I think we all go through this, especially in motherhood, where you're just like, what am I doing? Why am I here? What is the purpose of this? You know, and losing sight of who we are. And I've had many times of this, and it's because the enemy knows, again, that if he can keep us trapped in fear, if he can keep us down, feeling like we're not enough, that we're worthless, that stepping out of that is scary. Stepping into new things with the Lord is too much, too scary. If he can keep us trapped and frozen, then he knows we won't walk in the gifts of the Lord. He knows we won't be able to raise up kids who are going to be warriors for Jesus. He knows that it'll keep us from stepping into the purposes and plans that God has for us. He knows that we will not pray for our family. He knows that our marriages will struggle. You know, he knows these things because he's been able to work and infiltrate other homes. But I'm telling you right now, when we use God's word to declare power and authority and all of God's promises over our homes and our family and our marriages and our workplaces and our friendships and our ministries, God is going to move, because God's word does not return void. God's word is alive and active. When we partner with him and use the power of our voices to declare his word, things shift in the atmosphere, period. So, yes, and amen. Like, God is so good. Like, that is how amazing is that? That we can use our words and partner with God's word and his amazing truths to shift things around in our lives, shifted in our heart, shifted in our mind, shifted in our homes. Okay. Powerful things can happen when we declare God's word. This is what happened when I overcame fear. I started speaking out. God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of sound mind. I'm submitting my mind to him. I'm saying, I have love of Jesus. I am not walking in fear of anything anymore. I'm walking in God's love. I have the mind of Christ. I can take those thoughts captive and bring them to Jesus. Amen. And if you don't know scripture, like if you're still in the middle of memorizing scripture, like that's the thing. Write down scripture that encourages you. Find scripture that you love that encourages you and put it all over your house so that if you're in a situation that you're feeling down, you're feeling low, you have it available in your cupboards, in your bathroom, wherever it needs to be, in your purse, wherever it needs to be, that you can pull it out and you can declare it. Or memorize it so that it's always on the tip of your tongue. Just those verses that you love, memorize them so that it's on the tip of your tongue at all times. But if you don't have access to that yet, just begin to declare the promises of God. I'm a daughter of the King. I feel gross right now. I feel fearful right now. I feel worthless right now. But God, you see me, you know me, you love me, you're calling me into deep waters with you, you have purpose for me, you have desire good things for me, okay? Start there. Even if you're like, this is what I want for my life, guess what? God wants it. He knows the desires of your heart. He's putting those desires in your heart. So even if it's just, man, I know that you want my kids to serve you. I know that you want me to walk in your goodness. I know that you want me to have a thriving marriage. Okay. Even if it's just things that you want for yourself, guess what? God wants those things for you too. And when we begin to use our words to declare the promises of God and all the things he wants for us, things start shifting and our mind starts shifting because it starts partnering. Our mind starts going, okay, I can do that, and starts creating truths in that as well that we can walk in. It's scientifically proven, people. What we say matters. What we say matters. How we speak to ourselves, our family, husbands, children, friends, it all matters. So let me just close. I'm going to just close with some scripture really quick for you. Psalm 34:4, I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. That's a song. I sought the Lord and he heard and he answered. Okay, come on. I sought the Lord and he delivered me from all my fears. Psalm 23:4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. These are scripture to write down, put it in your home, declare it over your life, and get rid of fear and say, no more fear in the name of Jesus. I have the power and authority through Jesus to kick fear in the face and say, it's out. No more. All done with this. Okay? Whew. All right. Well, I hope this was an encouragement to you and a challenge. And remember, if you want the next four things, I have four more things in the Going Deeper, more scripture, a workbook for you. You can grab it still today and you can start from the beginning. And if you want actually just this week alone and you want to start here and then go back to the other ones, just message me and I can send you those ones earlier instead of through the email workflow. Anyway, that's all I have for you. Oh, I hope you have an amazing rest of your week and that you are fired up in the name of Jesus to kick fear out and to walk in freedom and victory today from this. That's what I want for you, friend. That's what I want. All right. That's all I have. Remember, you are seen, you are known, you are loved by God. Believe God is who he says he is. Receive his amazingly awesome and powerful love and walk confidently as the beautiful daughter that you are. Have an amazing rest of your day. And I will see you on Friday for Faith Bomb Friday. Bye now. All right, friend, before you go, really quick, if you've been around for a while and you've been loving the show and you've been listening constantly, first of all, I want to say thank you so much. It means the world to me that you're here, and I just pray that you are continually challenged and blessed by this. But could you do me a favor? Could you go and leave a rating and review? I would love to hear feedback from you. This is one of the only ways I can know that what I am sharing is actually resonating with you. And it also helps to get the message out there to other beautiful women just like yourself. So if you go to Apple Podcasts, I would love for you to leave a rating and review. That would be amazing. All right, that is all. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day, and I will see you next time. Bye now.